station.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Street Talk Radio Show with your host, Natasha Nicole, and my beautiful co-host,
Jennifer G.G. Ferguson. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
This morning, we have Christina Sassy Litigator Larry in the building with us this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, Christina, tell us a little bit about you and what you do and your law firm and... Yeah, just open us up this morning.
Yeah, I will do that. So, as I said, I'm Christina. So I moved to this area about, oh my gosh, it's almost been 9 years, which is crazy. I've never lived anywhere. I grew up an Army brat. So I moved every 2 years on the dot growing up. And as an adult, I kept doing that. So I've lived in London, Germany, Korea, Texas, all over. So I moved here from Houston. I say I'm from Atlanta because that's where I went to high school. That's where my parents are from. And I did go to law school in Texas at Thurgood Marshall, Texas Southern, which is an HBCU. So I have to make sure
awesome.
I always mention that. And yeah, I just kind of got bored with Texas and I wanted to try something different. So I came to Seattle sight unseen. Had never been to Seattle. Didn't know what Seattle had or anything of that nature. I packed up all my stuff. I gave my little dogs to my parents and I was like, I'll either be back or you will have to ship my dogs some kind of way. I don't know what's going to happen. And yeah, like I said, that was 9 years ago, about 6 years ago, which is crazy now that I think about it. I quit my job and started my own law firm,
nice.
Sassy right. Litigations. So I do family law. I do small business. I have a couple of sub-brands. I have the Prenup Princess, which I'm always trying to educate people on the power of a prenup. It's not a bad thing. Don't dismiss that. And I have another brand called the Seattle Wedding Lawyer that I always talk about, too. That just kind of is about... There's laws around getting married that people don't know, so that can kind of help out with that as well. So,
ooh,
yeah.
So are you going to talk about the sassy?
I'm talking about all the sassy and the prenups okay. and all that good stuff.
This is right up our alley.
All right. Go ahead.
Awesome. So, Christina, so just tell us a little bit. Before the show, we were talking about the prenup thing.
Right.
And people always think that prenups are bad. Because we hear that word and we automatically think red flags. Can you just go into a little bit, maybe give that analogy that you had given
me? Yeah, definitely. So I always try to educate people on prenups. I don't think people know what a prenup is or what it does. They hear about it through some celebrity had an ironclad prenup
yes.
and now they're not getting anything or they're trying to keep something. And that's one way to look at a prenup, but there's a lot of other things that a prenup can do. And as I was talking about earlier, I say, you know, people get health insurance, they get life insurance, they get car insurance, they get renter's insurance, whatever it is. And you don't think twice about it. Prenup's kind of like marriage insurance. Why
right.
wouldn't you
wow.
get something that is an insurance, you know, with divorce rates being what they are between somewhere between 40 to 70%, depending on who you
wow.
are, why wouldn't you get some kind of insurance? I mean, you get insurance for your cell phone. So why
That's
wouldn't
true.
You get insurance
you
on
get
something
life insurance.
Else? Right, exactly.
That's true.
You know, you get all these kinds of insurance. So why wouldn't you get something for, you know, for your marriage, knowing
right.
that you have possibly a 40 to 70% chance of it not really working out?
Wow.
It doesn't
now,
really
is
make
that
sense.
On the first marriage or a second
so that's,
marriage?
Yeah, exactly. That's where it depends. So first marriages are around that 40% mark. Second marriage is around about 53%. And then when you're getting into your, I'm sorry, 63%. When you get into your third marriages, you're about 70%
wow.
likely to get a divorce.
Yeah, I knew it went up with these
right,
marriages.
Exactly. The more marriages
wow.
you have, the higher that divorce rate increases. So that's exactly a good reason why to get one. And I always said they're a beneficial tool because you're going through your finances. That's a big reason people get divorced is they don't talk about money or finances. And before you get married, you have to put all that out there on the table and know what everybody has and what they're working with. That actually mm-hmm. could help your marriage because you know what you're getting into. There's no secrets. You've talked about it. You know how people are spending, how they're saving, where their money is. There's
right.
none of that
yes.
stuff.
And that is so important right there because
yes.
I know, we all know I've been married twice. And my first marriage, we didn't discuss any of those
right.
things. I was young, didn't have a lot of knowledge behind my belt, and you just step into it out of love.
Exactly.
So how do you think, Gigi, you've been married for many moons.
It'll be 40 years this year.
Right, so I think you could probably really give some great tips Did you guys discuss finances or anything like that?
We didn't discuss finances. We didn't discuss. We didn't have marriage counseling. We didn't any of that. But let me be honest and say, again, that was almost 40 years ago. My husband's 8 years older than I am.
A little bit different
times. And so we're looking at much different times than we are today.
Right.
So today, you know, back then, getting a job didn't depend on your credit score.
Right.
You know, whereas today, getting a job depends on your...
A lot goes into that.
So... It's something that really needs to be taken, you know, looked into, because my husband and I do, and we have very different theories on planning for the future.
Right.
Okay. In my 20s, I was already thinking I want a house for each one of our kids.
Right.
I want, you know, all of these different things to look for inheritance down the road.
Right.
And my husband wasn't even close to there. Then he's close to retirement. And he's going, but we need to do this and we need to do that. And I'm like, baby, we should have been doing this years ago.
Right.
And you weren't there. So I like what you're saying.
Well, and that's one of the things a prenup can do. It helps you start planning. What do you want to do retirement? When should you start planning? Where should that money start going? So it's a lot of financial planning that it really goes into. And it kind of helps with seeing who you're going to marry, too. Because if they are putting something like, well, if we get divorced, you get absolutely nothing. Is that someone you really want to be married to? Why are they saying that? What does that really mean?
Right.
You know, people put all kinds of weird things in a prenup that kind of shows who their true character is that you might not have seen before.
Yes.
So that kind of helps you kind of sit there and start looking at, is this someone I really want to start pledging forever with?
So basically, what I just got from what she just said, a prenup could actually help you determine if you really want to marry this person and make it to where you don't have to step in as a divorce attorney in the first place.
Exactly. Like I said, it can help you decide if you should be getting into this marriage, and it can help you possibly, if you do get into it, to actually stay married, because some of these issues that you will come up later, you've already sat through, you've talked about, you've worked them out.
So what I'm hearing you say is you go beyond love. You go beyond emotions and feelings, and you go into, okay, let's look. We have the love. We have the feelings.
Right.
But now let's take this to a business aspect.
And it is. Marriages are business. I don't think people kind of realize that. They want to focus on this romance, and romance is great, but marriage is not all about romance at all. And if that's all you're going into marriage for, you're going to be sadly mistaken once you kind of wake up and realize that's not what it's all
about.
Because
it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. It is. Right. It really is. So it's not about that. And I always say, you know, you can be in love, just don't be stupid in love. And that's where I feel like a prenup can kind of come in and help you.
So what are some of the things that you cover in a prenup?
Well, like I said, you know, you can cover what happens in the case of a divorce, especially if you have like a business, let's say. Who's going to get the business? A lot of people are going into business with their spouse. So, you know, they're having family businesses. So that kind of helps kind of put some of those information out there. You can talk about the things, okay, case of divorce, who gets what? How are we going to really kind of separate things? Or, you know, are we going to make sure we keep everything separate? Are we going to keep everything together? Is there spousal maintenance going to be involved? I know everybody's been kind of going back and forth seeing what's going on, like Mary J. Blige, when she had to pay so much money and spousal maintenance each month, those kinds of things that you can kind of put in there to limit that. What happens if one spouse goes back to school and the other one's the one who's supporting? How does that kind of look like, you know? So there's all those things that people don't think about. What if you're, you know, you had a great job and you're the one who's going to stay home, whether you're the father staying home or the mother staying home to take care of the kids? What does that look like? You know, you're giving up a career to stay home and take care of the kids. But then if you end up with a divorce, you don't really have that income anymore because you guys made that decision as a couple for you to stay home. So those are kinds of things that can actually go into a prenup.
I like it.
So I guess, listeners, though, today many of us never think about or have thought about a prenup for our marriage.
Right.
I think looking at especially the divorce rates.
Right.
I don't care if you're getting married at 18, 19, 20 years old. You still need to look at how does this person that I'm with thinking.
Right.
You know, and if you're going into a marriage, then you're going to have to think as an adult and not a child. And that's going to really push you there.
I think it's great because, like I said, my first husband, we didn't talk about any of those kinds of things. We weren't even, our heads weren't even thinking
yes.
like that. We did marriage counseling, and the counselor opened up our eyes to some mm-hmm. things. But it was like, even in that situation, we were young. I was in my, late 20s. So, but I still was the breadwinner of the relationship. You know, there was a lot of things that were going on that if I would have maybe sat down with someone and just talked about what lies ahead 5 years or even what lies ahead 2 years from now, mm-hmm. it might have opened my eyes to a lot of things and possibly my marriage could have even been saved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's something that you just start thinking about, start pushing out there, start talking about. And I always say, you know, as soon as you put that engagement ring on somebody, you start talking about those financial issues because that is still the number one cause for divorces. It's wow. still number one. You know, other things are creeping their way up there, but finances is still really up there.
You want to talk about some of those other things
as well? Definitely. I think one of the big ones that I'm seeing is social media. Stay off of that social media.
Ooh.
That's what's going on. It's social media affairs is what they're calling them. Social media affairs. You don't even really have to even meet the other person. Like, you know, it wasn't an affair like back in the old days where you're sneaking around. You're just on social. You're hearting somebody's Instagram where you shouldn't be, or you're finding that, you know, long lost love from high school, just kind of wanting to see what they're up to. Just what are they up to? Just want to peek around on
their
page.
That happens a lot.
Right. Exactly.
People from your past pop back up. Yeah. Yes. Due to social media.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's one of the big things that actually ends up happening is people start, you know, playing around the social media. They're liking pictures or, you know, talking to people, doing whatever they shouldn't be doing. And that's leading to a lot of problems in marriages right now.
I can see that, though, being an issue because I know myself, some of the photos that are shared on social media are just, they're not appropriate. It's nothing that I would personally...
Right.
share, you know what I mean? And to know that your spouse or mate is hitting that heart button on there, I love that. You know, like, I like that picture. Now, you don't like it. You love it.
Right.
Like,
why are you hearting this person's picture? Who
right.
is this
and
person
did
you to
see,
you?
Do you see what they have on? They have on practically nothing.
Right.
And you're liking it. That would cause... That would cause some issues. You know what I mean? I would find that a little disrespectful.
It is. Yes. And you know, and it's that, it's, you know, looking around, and it's also putting too much of your business on social media that
yes.
causes the problems.
Yes.
You know, and that's one thing I always say, you want to keep your, you know, your relationship good, you keep it off of social media.
That's right.
That's what I always say.
You know, a lady and I were talking the other day about it may have been you, Tasha, people men. Mm-hmm. Trying to get close to you. May not have been you. Trying to get close to you. So for me, I get a lot of inboxes
right.
from men. And they're like, hi. And I say, hello. Is there something I can do for you?
Right.
You know, and well, I'm looking for a friend. Well, I'm married. I'm happily married. And I don't have friendships with men unless it's connected with business.
Right.
You know, and I had to learn to put that.
Right.
And some of the men even push beyond that. And I mean, some of the things that have come through, I'm like, just block, you're through. But some have, well, you know, it's okay to sit down and have this have a conversation and be friends with men. Well, I'm a marriage and family therapist. That can turn into a soul tie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a soul tie is worse than a sexual tie.
Yes, I agree.
Because that soul tie, that communication,
yes.
that you're opening up, and even though that person is on the other side, you can't see each other or whatever, you're beginning to tell that person things about you.
Yeah, and you're building a connection, a personal connection.
Yes, and emotions get tied to that. So.
Yes, especially with us, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's exactly what it is. And you start getting those friendships, you know, that you don't really necessarily need when you're in a relationship or you're married or whatever it might
right.
be. And you're just looking for those connections, and it kind of keeps growing, and next thing you know, it's out of control.
Right, when you just could have shut it down from the gate
mm-hmm.
and just said, I'm married, and just throwed it out there, you know what I mean? and let it be known instead of continuing the conversation. Like I think a lot of men and women do, and that's part of the reason social media causes divorces.
It does, yeah.
Or ends relationships.
It is.
So what's another one?
You know, this one's really sad for me because I ran into, so I had done a divorce for a while ago, and I had ran into the wife who was on the other side, and she ran into me, and she was like, oh, I remember you from court and all that, and she's like, I wanted to talk to you, and I was like, oh, sure, what? And she was like, I just wanted to let you know I never wanted to get divorced. I never wanted a divorce. He was the love of my life, and I kept throwing around the word divorce so often. I know it just fed him up, and he was done. But I never wanted to get divorced. I thought we could work on it. And I remember that just made me so sad because I see this a lot. People throw around the word divorce in a relationship, and they just do it out of anger or spite, or they know it's going to hurt the other person, but they don't necessarily mean it, but that other person's tired of hearing it. They've heard it enough times. They're like, you want out? I'm done. We're done.
Here's right. There you go.
And that one was really sad because it was like, had she probably not done that, had they actually talked and maybe worked out some things, they could still be married. And that's one that I see a lot of times happening in it. And it's, I don't like to place blame. I don't say men do this or women do this, but I feel like it's more women who are throwing around that word when they don't really mean it.
Right.
And, either side shouldn't be throwing it around. If you don't mean it, you don't need to have that coming out of your
mouth.
Right.
Don't say it.
All.
Right.
And that's one of the things I think happens a lot. It's just it's an easy thing to say when you're angry or hurt or upset or whatever it might be. But you say it too many times, your spouse is going to be done with it. They're going to be fed up.
But, I asked, too, how many do mean it? And hear what I'm saying. They mean it because they're tired of things being the way they are.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to continue living like this. And I've tried to talk to you. I've tried, this. I've tried that. And if we can't get this together, I want a divorce. It's not that I don't love you. It's not even that I don't like you. It's not even that I don't want to be with you. There's just qualities about you that are not meeting my needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that kind of title goes not necessarily back to the prenup part, but to those discussions. If people had those conversations before we just jumped the gun, you know what I mean? And maybe do an actual old school courtship, because that's what I did with my second marriage. And that was something that I learned from my first one. We just kind of got together. 6 months later, we're saying we're getting married, and 6 months after that, we were married, versus actually taking the time to get to know the person.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge thing.
That's huge.
And that's like I said, it's a way you can say things. I think that's the biggest thing about communication. It's not necessarily what you say, it's how you say it.
Yes.
And if you're having those feelings, then you have to talk to them in a way that makes sense, not just constantly saying, I hate you, I want a divorce, I'm done.
Right,
I'm
done. You want them to be able to perceive it.
But you want to be able to say, I think we have some issues. Maybe we need to talk, I feel like, if we can't, like you said, we can't work this out, maybe it needs to end, but I want to see how we can work this out.
Right.
Like I said, it's not so much what you say, but it's how you say it. And I think that's where it comes in to play. And then kind of like what you said with, the courtship. I've done divorces that have ranged for people being married from 1 month to 38 years.
Wow.
And everything in between. And a lot of those early ones with the 1 months, I've had 6 weeks. I had a couple that were 3 months, So it's like you said, they don't get time to get to know each other.
Right.
They rush into something. And that's another reason that people may end up getting a divorce. They rush into it. A lot of them feel, and this is one thing I hear a lot from people, is like they felt like they had to get married. That's the next thing you do. You're dating someone, you've been with them, so now you have to get married.
Does that bring in the sexual content of it? I either have to be married because my faith says I can have sex, but I'm having sex, so I'm having an issue with my belief system, or I'm not having sex and I want to have sex. Our emotions are there and all of this. And I want to try. And so then they get into it, but then they realize the sex is not a relationship.
Yeah, that's something I think a lot of people understand. So yeah, it is. It's on both things. It is. There's a religious aspect from it. It's the societal pressure, the parenting pressure, whatever. Friends or whatever, you know. A lot of people's like, you know, I'm 40. I'm not married yet. I feel like I'm supposed to. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be married. I have to get married, you know. And not necessarily. I mean, it's 2018. People are doing all kinds of things. You don't have to get married if you don't want to get married. Because especially if you're going to just do it for the sake of doing it and end up divorced, you know, two, 3 years later, what's really the point of doing it?
And if there's children in there, the children get hurt.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really messy. And that's why I always drive people, if you are getting to that point and you have kids, learn to talk to each other, because you're going to be stuck in their life forever. I mean, people say until they're 18. No, you're there forever. Ever. When that child gets married, they have grandchildren, whatever it might be, you are still stuck with that other person.
Yes,
and you need to be able to communicate, because some people, they can't even talk to each other after a divorce. So how are you going to parent?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
How are you going to parent?
That's
you
crazy, especially if they were one of those parents that you were talking about earlier that was always throwing the divorce out and angry all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's what the kids heard and saw and seen. You know what I mean?
And so guess those kids are going to do?
There you go.
Exactly. So yeah, it's important to be able to communicate. I mean, that's one thing I know everyone always talks about too. You have to learn how to talk to the other person. You know, at some point, you love them for something. You have to figure out what that was and kind of go back into figuring out what, just to be able to communicate at least.
But see, I see sometimes you have a communicator and a non-communicator.
Right. You do.
And it's very difficult to build when you have a communicator and a non-communicator. My husband is a non-communicator. I'm a communicator. So I'm relating, because there were times I was just like, I quit. I quit. I can't do this. But then I look at, this is a good man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loves me. He loves his kids. He takes care of us. I look at everything, all of his positives versus the negatives. And I'm just like, I don't see anything better out there.
Right, and that's the other thing too. Grass is not always greener, like his people think, and that's one thing you kind of have to sit there and look at. Like you said, the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Do they outweigh each other? Where's that falling on the list?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it really worth going back out there trying to start all over when you have something good? You just need to maybe put in the effort to make it a little bit better.
Right. Well, like my mom always told me, the grass might look greener on the other side, but remember, Natasha, you have to water it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
So why not just put that effort into the relationship you're in right now?
Well, and that's another reason why people get divorced as well. They don't put in that effort anymore. There's not that effort put into things. I think society has changed. We want everything now. Quick, fast, now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not working, we're moving on to the next thing. We're moving on to the next thing. Moving on to the next thing. That's what everybody wants now. And it's not the same as it used to be. Divorce used to be something you don't really do.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, you can do it a few times and it's no one cares. You know, you can do it 5-6 times. It's not a big deal.
Right.
You know? And there's that thought process of, well, this is not working out. We can move on and find another one. No one really wants to put in that effort. Like I said, it's work.
It's a lot of work.
And that's what, you know, like we were talking about. It's not this whole romantic fairy tale that people want to sit there and believe. You probably get a very little bit of romance based on what everything else is going on.
You know, and there's that thing about being in love or being in love with being in love.
Right.
Yes.
And sometimes people are in love with being in love.
Not more
than they are in love with the person that they love. But, you know, I want to bring something in. Sometimes maybe men need to speak up instead of, like, when the woman is throwing out, I want a divorce. Instead of the man internalizing it, which a lot of times they do, they internalize it or they say, well, she wants a divorce, I'm going to go cheat. I love what my husband did to me. I hated him for it, but I loved him for it. My husband said, we're not getting a divorce. Ever. So get it out your mouth. And let's just deal with it.
He corrected the behavior.
I love it. And there are some men that do that. Mm-hmm. I have had people that say, he told me, he said, if you say it one more time, we will be done. So you better not ever say it again. And they were like, oh, that woke me up. Because some people don't even realize that they're doing it so often. or that is even hurting the other person when they right. do it. I mean, you're basically telling that person, I don't want you anymore, over and over and over and over
right.
again. That,
that
takes
has
a
to
toll.
Be hurtful. Right.
And mm-hmm. they don't even, I don't think people realize that when they're saying it, that it can be very wow. hurtful to say those kinds
right.
of things.
Right.
And I was young. I was young. Yeah. I was young and dumb. But, you know, you also have those other ears, those other mm-hmm. people in your ears.
Right.
Like my husband, man from the farm, and my adopted family being professionals, you know, they always felt that I married beneath me, but I was in love with the man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got those things, and then I look at what could have been versus what is. And I just really had a lot of respect for my husband when he just said, it's not going to happen, basically.
Right. So everybody might as well be quiet. Get out your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
And that's what made us living in Washington State so awesome. Because his family's down south. They were in his ears. My family's in the Midwest and up east, and they were in my ears, and we're out here. And we look at the phone and make the choice on if we want to take the call or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's again, that plays back into that whole social media. Keep your relationship off that, because you'll get your friends chiming in. You'll get your family members chiming, whoever it is, chiming in on your relationship. Mm-hmm. And they're not being private about it. They're putting it out there on social media for everybody to see the cracks in your relationship.
Right.
Because you've put something up there. Now everyone's going to chime in on that. And mm-hmm. that's why I always keep it off. Keep it off. People always want to put stuff up there and show off their relationship. And I get that. But why are you showing it off to the world, you know? It doesn't need to be shown. It's between you two. Keep
right.
it private, you know?
Right.
People can know that you're married, you're in a relationship, but you don't need to have every detail of it going on. You shouldn't be tweeting it, live tweeting every argument, you know, things like that that I've
right.
seen people do.
And they do, because I
they
saw
do.
That, yeah. I've
actually,
seen that as well.
They need to keep their relationships off social media, period.
Right.
I agree.
I don't believe your personal relationships, your marriage, your boyfriends, and especially women who are not married and all of these boyfriends, you get your own reputation and you wonder why men don't respect you.
Right.
But it's because you keep having all these boyfriends and all these boyfriends, and what you're doing is all on social media.
Mm-hmm. Every 3 months, there's a new picture with the new boyfriend and they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
everyone has a friend like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting close to being at the end. How do we want to close this out? And
yes.
Is there a part two to this?
There can be. Christina, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you if they need you?
Yeah. My website is sassylitigations.com. You can find me there. www.sassylitigations.com, or you can email me, Christina@sassylitigations.com. My office is located in Federal Way, although I do 4 counties. I do King, Pierce, Snohomish, Kitsap, so I'm always all over. Call me 206-497-1725.
Awesome.
So yeah, you can look for me anywhere. I'm always
now,
out there.
Is that S-A-S-S-I or S-A-S-S-Y?
And we got the music behind us, guys. So Christina, I thank you for joining us in this wonderful conversation. We will be back next week, you guys.